Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Time to go around the NFL. We will breeze through the games for the most part because most of the games yesterday were not really that important or interesting. I mean, some of them were like the Carolina-Atlanta game was actually a great game. And there's some like long-term significance there as Bryce Young just continues to show that, he may not have been dead after all. In fact, I think we very much know that he's not dead or wasn't dead as an NFL quarterback when he got benched earlier this season for Andy Dalton. But there's no actual playoff implications and neither coach is losing his job or anything like that. So, some of these games we'll just kind of hit a few final thoughts for the season. Some of these we'll maybe spend a little more time on because, the game was important, something interesting happened, or the team is either going in a playoff or fired their coach or head coach or maybe didn't, and that's a surprise direction. But we're going to kind of get, I guess, Anthony, the point is we're going to give our final thoughts on every team for the regular season. Along the way, we will use the game as a vehicle to do that. We will also compile all of our final regular season records. I was 5 games up on Anthony on the picks going into the weekend. And with that, around the NFL we go. Ravens started off the weekend with a big win, 35-10. Not only did they beat the Browns, they covered the highest spread in the NFL all season. It got up to 21 points in some places. I think it was 19.5 at kickoff. Won by a cool 25. Obviously, Baltimore is headed to the playoffs. Moment of this game, a defensive tackle, Michael Pierce, with the game-sealing interception, and then immediately went down because he didn't want to become a meme for Leon Lett situation, big guy running and either running out of gas or getting the ball stripped out. Genuinely hilarious. But Lamar, cool, 16 of 32, 217, 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 138, 2 touchdowns. The Browns started Bailey Zappe because sure. And then we find out today from their general manager, Andrew Berry, that Deshaun Watson had a setback recovering from his Achilles situation already. So who knows what that means. The Browns finished with the number 2 pick. They're a nightmare. Stefanski, I guess, is probably going to keep his job, which I hate that for him because he's a better coach than the Browns. Andrew Berry, I don't even think, is a bad GM. Like, their front office is filled with guys that are going to get and women who are going to get GM looks other places because I think there's a lot of respect there. But the Browns' problem is simple. You can't outrun bad ownership. Their ownership is terrible. And thus, here we are at the end of another lost season where Cleveland Browns fans mostly deserve better.
Yeah, did you also hear what Myles Garrett said?
Oh, he wants out.
Yeah, he sort of kind of wants out too. And Craig, he would look good in some burgundy and gold, baby.
I would give up more than I should for Myles Garrett on this team.
Would you want Myles Garrett more or Micah Parsons?
Micah.
Ooh.
Just purely on age.
Okay, that's fair.
And familiarity. Like Dan Quinn and Joe Witt know Micah. Myles Garrett, I don't think there's anything bad to know about. Like Myles is considered, I mean, outside of the Mason Rudolph incident, very, very well respected. And frankly, some people I think like him for the Mason Rudolph incident, which we don't need to go any deeper into that. But I think great teammate, been a model citizen in Cleveland in terms of how he's handled being a part of that trash organization. They should trade him because there's no way, there's no timeline where he is at the peak of his powers and worth what he is right now that matches them winning. Just take the draft picks and say you lost and you messed up in the same way that you screwed up Joe Thomas's career and any other Browns player that's been good since the franchise kicked off again. As for the Ravens, they're one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs. We'll have plenty more time to talk about them. The Bengals, 19-17 winners. Joe Burrow, again, just finding ways, doing things. Steelers, again, finding ways, doing things to not win down the stretch here. Bengals wind up missing the playoffs. They fired their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, today, which I don't love, but I understand. I mean, defensively, they were not good this year. It's the reason they're not in the playoffs. But, you know, Anarumo's a good coach. Do you really think that you're going to find someone better? This feels like a dude who's getting fired because the owner was like, I'm not firing my head coach. You better make some changes or I'm going to change you. And Zach Taylor was like, okay. Hey, Lou, sorry. It is what it is. Now the Bengals enter a fascinating offseason where they have to make a – first, they have to re-sign Ja'Marr Chase, which is now going to be more expensive than it would have been before the season because he can make a legitimate claim that he should get more money than Justin Jefferson because he just won the Triple Crown. Two, they have to decide if they want to also keep T. Higgins, which means you'd have an insane amount of money, cap percentage-wise, tied up in two receivers and your quarterback. And then you have to figure out if you can do all the other stuff you need to with your roster when you haven't been very good at drafting and your quarterback is going to always keep you good enough to not have a top 10 pick. So it's a tough call. I don't know what to do because I also wouldn't want to. Here's the thing I would say, Anthony. I would not want to piss off Joe Burrow.
I mean, I won't want to piss him off either. But it is tough. I mean, I will say this, though. If the Eagles are able to have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on relatively big contracts, I think you should try to, see, make
it
work.
But here's the thing. The Eagles were smart with it.
They paid
those guys early.
Yep.
Paying early is always
better.
I want to say always because I'm sure there's guys that don't get contracts that you're like, oh, thank God we didn't pay that guy early.
Uh-huh.
Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are not those guys. Joe Burrow, not that guy. Like, I would have paid Joe Burrow the absolute highest paid quarterback contract the second he was eligible. Why? Because when the next guy signs and the next guy signs, the number just goes up. And the same thing for Ja'Marr and same thing for T. They were really smart and signed Devontae early, but they're more cash poor in Cincinnati than they are in Philly. And that has allowed Howie Roseman to manage the cap in a very, very proactive way. And the Bengals never do that. The Cowboys are the same way. The Bengals just do the same dumb thing the Cowboys have done with Dak, where they wound up paying him like $15 million more per year after a bad ankle injury. And they did the same thing with CD. And they're doing the same thing right now with Micah because Jerry... And Jerry George, I bought the occupation. I'm not going to be not the general manager of this team. Then, Jerry, you might want to learn how to do some math, bro. Whatever. Panthers and Falcons. There's not a lot to say about this. This was kind of the joke of the game that we used to say that there's not much to say about some of these games. Hell of a football game. Congrats to Carolina. They never gave up on the season. I think that you have to, if you're a Panthers fan, feel pretty good going into this offseason with where Bryce Young is at. Canales showed some things. There was definitely some questions about him. But it seems to be one of these quarterback whisperers and good on him, man. For the Falcons, they have got to get some pass rush. They have got to fix some things defensively. But I think you also probably are a little encouraged, and not a little, you're a lot encouraged by what you have in Michael Penix. You're going to have to see if you can trade Cousins this offseason, if Kirk even wants to keep playing. We'll see how he feels coming out of the offseason or coming out of the season. But definitely a very interesting thing. Or he might just be like, you want to know what? I'm going to take my money and I'll be the backup here. I'm going to help Michael as best I can. And maybe Kirk just moves into that phase of his career. But I definitely think if you're Atlanta, you try to trade Cousins, eat whatever the cap hit is for that, and then see if at least you can redeem some draft picks. So we'll see. You have teams like the Browns who are going to be desperate. How many quarterbacks with bad Achilles can we bring into one room? Because they've also been rumored for Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I heard that one on Get Up today. Like, I think Cleveland should be looking at Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, man, that's a match made in not heaven. But yeah, I think the future is bright for both these teams in a variety of ways. But also, we'll see. Now's the hard part. Can you go from, in Atlanta's case, good to great? And from Carolina's stance, from plucky to, like, really actually dangerous. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. We'll roll through the rest of these games. Anthony, by the way, how did we do on those three? Browns, Ravens we won, Bengals we won.
You went 2-1, I went 1-2.
Okay, because I took Carolina?
No.
No, I took Cincinnati. You took Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I took the Steelers, yep.
All right. And they had a chance. Anthony needed six games of the final whatever number. I don't think he's going to get it, but stay tuned for more. Anthony, let's ixnay ending tray, and we'll be right back with more thoughts on the end of the regular season for much of the NFL, but not the Commanders next.